escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, just don't waste this Monday. Don't be bummed out because it's Monday, man. You got life. Live your life. Just be as happy as you can. And again, you know, you just never know what's going to happen to you any day of the week. So, you know, don't waste this day. Life is too short. I'm telling you, Friday's going to be here before you know it. And that's just a reminder about how fast these days fly by. So, you know, don't be bummed out because it's Monday. Just, look for a way to make this a fun, exciting day. Look for a way to make it a meaningful day. That is always our attitude on Mondays here. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us on this Monday afternoon. It was a long holiday weekend for many of you. We enjoyed having a long holiday weekend here as well. And I hope you took a little time to think about what you were celebrating this weekend, the birthday of America. As I said in a video on Substack, I have concerns about America right now, and I'm not alone. A lot of Americans have some very deep concerns about this country and where we're headed. And I hope that what we're hearing is just a lot of hot air, a lot of BS, and some things that are being threatened are not going to happen and not fundamentally change this country. But there's some things that I'm concerned about that I have never been concerned about before. So we have a lot to get to, but I just wanted to take a little time to talk about the flooding in Texas. This is a major event, and we can relate to this because we are prone to disasters. We're prone to hurricanes. We're prone to tornadoes. We're prone to flooding, but not the kind of flooding that's going on in Central Texas. That kind of flooding is just rapid, massive flooding, and it shows you how powerful water is. And again, I use this analogy. You turn on the water faucet. And you put your hand under it, and the water just runs through your fingers. It doesn't seem powerful. But when it's in mass, whether it's a wave, and sometimes when you're in the waves along the Gulf Coast, Alabama, Florida, sometimes you get caught in a wave, and that wave will hold you under. Sometimes you just get hit with a wave, and you know how powerful water can be. But when water is in mass in a rapidly moving river, it just takes anything in its path. And it destroys things. Again, I've got this visual in my mind of something I saw on the news before the show. And that was a big dump truck that was just twisted. And the water did that. At least 90 are dead. And some are still missing. And if you have a child or a loved one who's missing, you know, you're going to hold out hope. But you can't help but think about the possibility that they're gone. And I wonder if everybody's going to be accounted for. I wonder if there's a possibility that some people are just so far gone that their bodies are never going to be recovered. I hope that's not the case. But this river, I know they take this into consideration. They take into consideration how fast the river is moving and where the bodies might actually be. But it's my understanding that this storm, it started in Mexico. Actually, it started in the Gulf of Mexico. And it just kind of went in. It didn't become much, but it went into to Mexico. And then it went north. And it stayed together long enough to where it hit central Texas. And it's my understanding that the storm hit about midnight. And there was a boys' camp that was alerted. They had the NOAA radio. And apparently Camp Mystic, which is for girls, they didn't have that. And I don't know whether that would have made a difference or not. This is a natural disaster. The only thing that I'm bringing up at a time like this is that maybe this is a reminder that we just don't need to just blanketly cut people from the National Weather Service. We don't need to just stop using some forecasting equipment. And these are some of the things that the Trump administration has talked about. This is not Trump's fault. It's not Biden's fault. It just happened. And sometimes, and I know this is frustrating, but sometimes there's nobody to blame. And you just have to accept disasters. And they're hard to accept because we like to think that we control everything, but we don't. And this is a hilly area of Texas, and it's part of the hill country that is just to the north-northwest of San Antonio. And all of this water is rushing down from the hills into the Guadalupe River. And it just, I'm sure you saw the time lapse of where the river was and how rapidly it rose. And some people just had no warning. Some people ended up in trees to try to escape the water. So it's just a horrific event. And, you know, we can relate to human disaster. And I want to remind you that I think this is one of the benefits of mass communication, mass media. I think it's important for us to know how other people suffer. It's important for us to know that everything is not great, because we get to understand that if things are bad for us in some ways, maybe they could always be worse. When I see this, I think about some of the things that we're worried about right now. And we don't have, most of us don't have concerns. I mean, some people do, but most of us don't have concerns like these people in Texas. And it's just it's a reminder that we are all together in this. And there are some people from this area who are going there to help. And there are more people who are willing to help in these disasters. So all of this is beneficial. And then, God forbid, something happens to us. Other people get a sense of what's happening to us because of mass media. So it's good for us to know this. It doesn't directly impact our lives, but there's something about human nature that causes us to want to bond with people who are going through a disaster. And this is what's happening now. But this is just a horrible, horrible situation. And I'm hearing thunder outside right now. We've got some thunderstorms around this area. And, you know, as frustrating as our local street flooding is, especially when it destroys homes and businesses, that's nothing compared to this. And as frustrating as that is, you can take care of that without a problem. And there's not going to be loss of life as a result of that. This is just a bad situation. So if you want to join us with a comment, do you have anybody who lives in the area? Are you concerned about anybody? The Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Do you know anybody in that area who could call us and tell us what's going on there? You know, this, again, through the news, we get a chance to relate to what other people are going through. And I think this bonds us as human beings. Let's go to Ian, because we've gotten a lot of text about the flood. And again, if you want to join us, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870.
I'm going to begin by reading a quote from a famed journalist who said at a conference in 1995. His name is John Lawton. And he said the following: "The irony of the information age is that it has given a new respectability to uninformed opinion." With that in mind, here's a text that I've just picked out. There's probably 30 more like it. They all kind of say the same thing, but I'll read this one. "Typical response from you, Scoot, about the flooding in Texas. Not one meteorologist said those National Weather Service offices were understaffed. In fact, they were overstaffed. And the weather flood notices were issued accurately. You insinuated that because of Trump's cuts, that's why this happened. Really wrong.
I didn't say that.
You didn't say that.
So this texter is uninformed. If you want to bitch and complain about something, please do it about something that's real. I did not say that. So you want to send another text about what I really said? I didn't say that. But I did say that at a time when there's a disaster like this, I think it's a reminder that we don't need to be so quick to just start firing people. I did not say it was understaffed, and I did not say this was Trump's fault. In fact, I went out of my way to say it's not Trump's fault. It's not Biden's fault. It is an act of nature. So I don't know what show some of these people are listening to, but these are the people suffering from TDS, Trump Delusional Syndrome. They're totally delusional about Donald Trump, and they're delusional about anybody who has an opinion that is different from theirs. These are the true snowflakes of America. They can't stand when somebody has a different opinion. But I never blame Donald Trump, and I never blame specifically the Weather Service. But at a time when Trump is talking about cutting services, I think this is a reminder that we maybe need to think twice about that.
The texter referred to, well, they weren't understaffed, they were overstaffed. There's a lot of people out there reading the fact that the National Weather Service office in San Antonio that night had five people on duty when they usually only have two. Sit down and shut up while we explain to you how emergency coverage works in a situation like that. You have two people on duty when it's a quiet night, when there's nothing happening, when there's no storm moving through, when you know that there's going to be an elevated risk of flooding, you bring in more staffers, you absolute cabbage. When we're in hurricane coverage here at WWL, we have, I don't know, maybe 15 people, 18 people sleeping up here, working around That's the right. clock to bring you that coverage. We don't have 18 people up here 24 hours a day. You add more staff when you know there's an additional need. So if you see people out there on the internet, well, they had more people in the office than they usually have. It's because they knew there was a disaster coming. But that's why I read that quote, because yeah. people will read that that office had five meteorologists on staff that night when it usually only has two, and think that that means that that staff has five people on it when it only needs two 365 days a year. You have to read between the lines.
Well, it's like Channel 4 or, you know, any of the stations. Channel 4 has more people. If there's bad weather, they have more people in there. But, the point is, I didn't say what the person claims that I said.
Right.
The other thing is, you can have all these people on staff, but somehow the word did not get to certain people. The word did not get to Camp Mystic, apparently. And am I mistaken? I have this impression that there was a boys' summer camp that somehow got the word, but the girls' summer camp did not. Am I wrong about that? If anybody wants to correct me, please do, because a lot of this and I hate to use this word, but a lot of this is very fluid. It's the situation is constantly changing with new information.
Even if you had said maybe Trump has some responsibility here, which again you did not. Even if you had said that, it's not like you'd be in rare company. Because meteorologists have been saying this for months. In May, just 2 months ago, all five living directors that had previously worked at the National Weather Service wrote this joint letter that said Trump's cuts, quote, leave the nation's official weather forecasting entity at a significant deficit as we head into the busiest time for severe storm predictions like tornadoes, hurricanes. Our worst nightmare is that weather forecast offices will be so understaffed that there will be a needless loss of life. At the NWS in San Antonio, there is no head meteorologist in charge. There is no warning coordinate meteorologist whose job it is to coordinate with county and state officials. That job became vacant on April 30th because of why? DOGE cuts. That person took the retirement package and they did not fill that position.
If the texter, you don't have to do this. I mean, you should apologize, but, you know, don't waste your time because we don't need to see your text. But it's just a shame that people are uninformed and they come to uninformed decisions and they have TDS. They're delusional about this president and they go bananas. They go ballistic if anybody says anything that is an opinion that they disagree with. I mean, you know, you're the ones who are suffering with TDS, not me. You guys are. And so it's just, I mean, so these top former meteorologists, well, they're still meteorologists, but they used to work in actively, they agree with me. I guarantee you, they know more about it than you do, to the texter. So, again, I'm very content with what we talk about on this show and how we talk about it.
Between San Angelo and San Antonio, the following positions are vacant today at the National Weather Service.
As a result of DOGE.
As a result of DOGE cuts. The meteorologist in charge, the senior hydrologist, staff forecaster, science officer, and most crucially, the warning coordination meteorologist, the person whose job it is to get in touch with state, county, local officials and make sure that they know what they need to know so that then they can tell anybody that they need to know, people that are under their charge, people, you know, at the summer camp, for example, you'd think that they would want to know. They're right there by the river. It's literally at river level, you know, but they didn't get the message. Why? Because there was no warning coordination meteorologist in place to do that.
Okay, so what you get from this show is the truth. That was great information, Ian. And when those of you are dealing with uninformed Trump butt kissers, and they say something like this texter said to me, the information you get from this show can be used against them. This can be used to help solidify your arguments and your feelings. Everybody's welcome to this show. But again, if you're trapped in the conservative media echo chamber, you're uninformed, and you think that we're the ones who are lying when in reality, they're lying to you, and we're telling you the truth.
Here's a text from Sal. He says, it's sad when people lose their lives simply because of structures being built too close to bodies of water. Maybe if insurance companies targeted those areas by designating a safe distance to build or risk exorbitant rates, they could save lives.
You know, that sounds really good on paper, but reality-wise, waterfront property is very valuable, and people want to be by the water. There's something soothing about the water. There's something pretty about the water, even if the water itself is not that pretty. I mean, you know, just the houses that overlook the West Esplanade Canal. I mean, those are just, you know, that's great waterfront property, right? So it's not so much the quality of the water. Just look, people want to live on the water. And here's a camp on a river, the Guadalupe River. That's a recreational river. This kind of thing doesn't happen often, but it did happen.
It doesn't never happen. You're also seeing a lot of articles floating around out there about how a very, very similar disaster took place in 1987 and also destroyed a youth church camp in the same area of Texas along the same river. It's not unheard of. It's not unprecedented. It's precedented. There is a precedent for these things. We got to go here in a minute, but I did want to leave you with one more quote from Donald Trump, who said on June 11th, quote, we want to wean off of FEMA. We want to bring it down to the state level. A governor should be able to handle it. And frankly, if they can't handle it, the aftermath, then maybe they shouldn't be the governor. So now, what happens? Are they going to get federal dollars? Are they going to get help to put those people's lives back together? Are they going to get federal money to beef up their emergency disaster systems?
Yes. It's a big red state. Wow. So if there's any way that Trump can do it for them, he'll do it for them. The idea that a president wants to punish blue states and reward red states is really pretty scary AF. You know, it really is. There have been hints of this in the past, but it's never been like this before. The revenge bully factor has never been like this before. All right, we got to get to a break here. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talking text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. We're talking about the horrific, disastrous, historic flooding in Texas. We'll hear more about this throughout the day and tonight. And it's just an unfortunate natural disaster that happened. But maybe there could have been more done to warn more people, because it is obvious that some people were not significantly warned. They were not warned. They didn't know it was coming, and that might have changed things. I'm Scoot on the air. We'll be right back on
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Well, the scenes of the flooding in Texas are just so horrific. And it's not that we really see anything other than structures destroyed or dump trucks or school buses destroyed. We're not seeing any human carnage, but we know what those waters have done to human life. And it's just really, really hard to watch that. Right now, let's go to Ian Hoke with a quick update on a situation on the spillway.
Yeah, a number of people have been texting us to kind of find out what's happening there. Limited information right now. But basically, if you're trying to head west on the spillway, don't. if you've already passed 310 on your way out of the city headed west, get comfortable. You might be there for a little while. It looks like one, maybe two accidents. Again, I got kind of limited information here. It looks like, according to this, it's actually maybe one in each direction. But the eastbound span, it looks clear. It doesn't look like there's any backups there. But headed out of the city towards the west, really, really heavy traffic there. If you need to head out in that direction to La Plaza, where have you, get off at 310 and find a different route. Just stay off the spillway right now.
Yeah, thanks for that update, Ian. A lot of people leaving town. Essence Fest. You used to see the airport. I saw the airport. I saw a scene from the airport right before the show today. I've never seen the airport as crowded as it was. Massive scene at TSA, and a lot of people leaving the country after Essence Fest. That's something else we've been talking about this afternoon. Just the disappointment of Essence Fest. No big names, and some of the top performers coming on in the early morning hours when a lot of people had left, and just a few people in the stands. It's got to be discouraging for the performers, even though they were still paid to do it. But there were some big problems, and this negativity about Essence Fest has gone out nationally, and they're going to have a lot of damage to do when it comes to repairing this negative image of Essence Fest this year. And apparently, there's a new company and a new staff and new people involved, and I'm so glad I didn't spend the money. I was about to spend the money to go Friday night, but I'm so glad I didn't do that. Because what we're seeing from Essence Fest is just, it's not good. It's not good at all. And somebody said that they were there, and it seemed like they were rushing rushing the axe through. So if you want to comment on S's Fest, you can comment on that as well. I'm going to get to your calls and texts, but right now we've got to take a look at Scoot's news briefs. The flood in Central Texas has killed at least 90 people, and the number is likely to climb higher as the search for the missing continues.
In Kerr County, Texas, hit the hardest by the deadly flash floods, the search continues for 10 missing girls from Camp Mystic, where 27 campers and counselors died. Kerrville Mayor Joe Herring.
This will be a rough week. Primary search continues, and we remain hopeful.
Senator Ted Cruz says he picked up his own daughter from summer camp in Hunt a week before the deadly floods.
The pain and agony of not knowing your child's whereabouts, it's the worst thing imaginable.
In response to criticism, Cruz says cuts to FEMA and the Weather Service did not impact what happened.
This is not a time for partisan finger-pointing and attack.
He says there'll be time to review preparedness and weather warnings.
And what could have been done differently to prevent this loss of life?
Audio courtesy KSAT, I'm Julie Walker.
Yeah, but Ted Cruz, we have no reason to believe that you or anybody's going to really tell the truth about this if it does point to anybody. And Ted, I think we're just really happy that you didn't escape to Cancun. The reporters on the tarmac yesterday talked to President Trump. They talking about the government assisting the Texas people who were affected by the deadly floods.
We've been in touch with Governor Abbott and very close to Governor Abbott. And everybody in Texas, Kristi Noem has, as you know, been there and will continue to be there. And we're working very close with representatives from Texas. And it's a horrible thing that took place. Absolutely horrible. So we say God bless all of the people that have gone through so much.
Yeah, President Trump was also asked if the government should hire back any of the National Weather Service meteorologists that were fired because of DOGE earlier this year.
I wouldn't know that. I really wouldn't. I would think not. This was the thing that happened in seconds. Nobody expected it. Nobody saw it. Very talented people are there, and they didn't see it. It's, I guess they said, once in 100 years they've never seen anything like this. So I wouldn't, people are trying to blame the school, they're trying to blame the camp, they're trying to blame, it's just a horrible thing.
There you go with the catchphrase. Never seen anything like this before. The president likes to take certain words and just plug them in, and certain phrases and just plug them in. They knew about this, Mr. President. They knew. They knew something was going on. That's why they had added meteorologists at the TV station in San Antonio. They had added people. They knew something. No, it didn't just come out of nowhere. They knew it was there. They knew. But the problem is that when the rain gets to a certain point, it just accumulates. And they didn't predict the flooding like this, but they were predicting that something was going to happen, and maybe word did not get out to everybody. That's the question that needs to be honestly answered. The U.S. is putting the pressure on trading partners to make new deals before Wednesday when Trump's tariffs take effect.
The Trump administration plans to start sending letters to trading partners on Monday, warning them that high tariffs could kick in August 1st. The U.S. has set a Wednesday deadline. But Kevin Hassett, director of the White House National Economic Council, tells CBS's Face the Nation that President Donald Trump will decide when it's time to give up on negotiations. The steeper tariffs that Trump announced April 2nd threaten to overhaul the global economy and lead to broader trade wars. Then, after the financial markets panicked, his administration a week later suspended for 90 days most of the higher taxes on imports, just as they were about to take effect. Since then, there have been announced deals only with the United Kingdom and Vietnam. Donna Warter, Washington.
Yeah, so look, the people who have responded to some of my videos on Substack, what are you talking about? Trump has not made any mistakes, and everything that he does is right. What are you talking about? This whole tariff thing, the taco tariff plan, it didn't work like he thought it was going to work. And he's changing his mind again. They might be moving the goalpost again. Why? Because the countries that his ego said are going to come to him didn't come to him. That's not my opinion. That's a fact. Elon Musk says that he's forming a new political party. We're not going to get to this today, but we'll talk about this on the show tomorrow afternoon. This is after a split with President Trump over tax cuts.
Billionaire Elon Musk says he's carrying out his threat to form a new political party, the America Party. This comes after his famous fight with President Trump over the sweeping tax cuts that just became law. Musk had called it an insane spending bill. President Trump on Sunday responding.
I think it's ridiculous to start a third party. We have a tremendous success with the Republican Party. The Democrats have lost their way, but it's always been a two-party system.
On X Saturday, Musk posting, when it comes to bankrupting our country with waste and graft, we live in a one-party system, not a democracy. Today, the America Party is formed to give you back your freedom.
We can have fun with it, but I think it's ridiculous.
I'm Julie Walker.
Yeah, of course he thinks it's ridiculous. Well, as a result, Tesla shares once again are plunging.
Shares of Tesla stock dropped 8% at the opening bell Monday. That's as the feud between CEO Elon Musk and President Donald Trump reignited over the weekend. Musk was once a top donor and ally of Trump, but he announced that he was forming a third political party in protest over the Republican spending bill that passed late last week. Musk has been highly critical of the bill, which he said would kill jobs and hurt growing industries. In a social media post Sunday, Trump said that the billionaire owner of SpaceX, Tesla, and X had gone off the rails in recent weeks. Investors are afraid that Musk's companies, which receive significant subsidies from the federal government, could be hurt if the feud with Trump continues. Hiya Panjwani, Washington.
All right, that's it for a look at Scoot's news briefs. And, you know, here Elon Musk gets very close to Trump and hates the bill and thinks it's bad for the United States, the big, not-so-beautiful bill. And he's talking about starting a third party. We're going to talk about that on the show tomorrow. In theory, I think it's a great idea. It's going to divide up more conservatives than Democrats, but I think it's going to attract the attention of a lot of Democratic voters. So we'll talk about the possibility of Elon Musk starting a third party on the show tomorrow afternoon. All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakenhart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870, and we continue to just share thoughts and feelings about the flood in Texas. Boy, and not everybody made it out. And you've heard that a number of young girls are still missing from Camp Mystic. And I think the thing that's going to be investigated here is how could word have gotten to more people in advance of what happened? 20 inches of rain. I don't know if they expected that much, but this was a system that was headed from Mexico to Texas for a long time. They knew something was coming. What did they know? Well, that's being investigated. All right, we'll be right back on WWL.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends. And how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the Scoot of the Air calendar on this day in 1967, the Monkees began a 29-date tour, and they had an opening act for 8 shows. After 8 shows, the opening act was dropped because it just didn't seem to be the right opening act for the Monkees. Do you know who the opening act was? You know, we talk about this every year. This happens because it's just so extraordinary that this would have happened in the first place. But on this day in 1967, the Monkees began a tour, and Jimi Hendrix was the opening act. After 8 shows, they realized, wait a minute, guys, this is not the right pairing here. So they dropped Jimi Hendrix from the show. I wonder how many Monkees fans decided they liked Jimi Hendrix better than the Monkees. But I'm sure a lot of Monkees fans thought, what is this? We don't like this. You know, you always try, tours always try to match the opening act with the main act, and Jimi Hendrix opening for the Monkees was just ridiculous. I'm Scoot on the Air. It's Monday afternoon, and when there's a tragedy or when anything goes wrong, there's always finger pointing, especially today. And as much as we want to say it's not political, a lot of it is political. It is fair to bring up politics because political decisions manifest changes in our real lives every day. The big, not so beautiful bill is going to manifest change in our real lives. And I hope people are not hurt. I'm concerned that a lot of people are going to be hurt by this big, beautiful bill. And the rich people are going to be fine. So it's another case of taking care of the rich people on the backs of less fortunate people or people who have less. But the politicking that goes on with everything today is in some ways fair because Donald Trump made decisions with his co-president at the time, now his enemy, Elon Musk, and Doge fired people to save money. And there's no doubt that there's a redundancy in government. And some people could be fired. But there are top meteorologists who are talking about how concerned they are about some of the federal cuts to the National Weather Service when it comes to personnel. And then even there's some equipment that's being talked about not being used anymore. You know, we're prone to hurricanes here. We're prone to that. We've got to be worried about getting the right information. And I trust that we will. But when it comes to the Texas flood, there is some finger pointing going on. I never blamed the Trump administration, but I did simply ask the question, are we going to find out that the cuts did have an impact? And there are knowledgeable people who say maybe so.
Nobody is eager to politicize a tragedy like this because it takes away from the human loss and the grief and the empathy that we should be feeling for the people who are affected by this. It is also true that the people who are gnashing their teeth at you and I right now for daring to just repeat what the meteorologist said would happen, has happened. How many of those people blamed Lake and Riley's murder on Joe Biden's border policy? You know what I mean? Like, you can't, you kind of can't have it both ways. Nobody likes it that this is the world we live in now, but you can at least do a little bit to not be a hypocrite about it. I mean, decisions get made that affect the way the world works. And when that means people die, we're doing ourselves a disservice by not talking about who might be responsible for that. And it is stupid. It is really stupid for you or I or anybody else to sit here and say, the reason those kids are dead is Donald Trump. It is Donald Trump's fault that those kids are dead. That's a stupid thing to say. You and I would never say that. There might be some idiots on the internet who are saying that. Then, you know, whatever. It's America. Do your thing. It's clear that what happened in Central Texas is a compound, cascading failure. There are local law enforcement officials that are to blame. There are probably going to end up being people at that camp that could have done more to keep those kids safe. And that will all come out in the wash eventually. It is. And then there's also the role that the National Weather Service played. They did everything they could, but what they could have done factually is reduced because of these job cuts. Again, between the National Weather Service offices in San Antonio and in San Angelo, they do not have a meteorologist in charge, a senior hydrologist, a staff forecaster, a science officer, and they do not have a warning coordination meteorologist. I understand that it might make people itchy if we point out that those jobs are vacant because Elon Musk cut them. Sit with it. You know what I mean? Like, this is what, that's the fact. And if that reality is uncomfortable for you, you know, I don't know what to tell you. Look away, go do something else, but don't come on here and say that you and I are lying or that we're out of our lane.
And, you know, you really have to be careful with social media, because on both sides of politics, social media is used by people who are often totally uninformed. It's used by people who are instinctively reacting to something without thinking. And we don't know the truth, but we do know that some people are missing. Now, I mean, I'm not talking about the body. I'm not talking about the people who are missing because of the flood. I'm talking about the people who are in offices, in meteorological offices, who are missing right now. And they're not there. And they're not there because of the DOGE cuts. And there are other situations where the government's trying to hire back some of the people that they fired. It was a mistake to just blanketly fire a bunch of people. A mistake that was made. And they're going to have to live with it. All right, if you want to join us, Oaken Heart Jewelers, talk a text line, 504-260-1870. On the Scoot on the Air calendar in 1956, a couple of fights broke out at a Fats Domino concert in San Jose, California. Police tear gassed the drunken patrons, and the following day, a reverend said that the riot was the result of anti-God, anti-Christian rock and roll. Yeah. Back in the 50s, people thought this was the music of the devil. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL. All right, coming up, why are so many Trump supporters demanding the Epstein files be released? We'll talk about it.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.